rejoice and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven. It was Peter who heard Jesus say, when you are arrested, don't worry about what you are to say, for it will be given to you in that hour. I can tell you that sometimes when I have to preach on difficult subjects and I sense some pushback from the congregation, I just hold up the Bible and say, hey, don't be angry with me. I'm just a messenger. Peter is simply repeating for their hearing the words of Jesus from whom he heard them to begin with. Notice here the word in verse 8 where Paul says, have unity of mind. Here the word for unity in the original Greek is homophren, and it comes from two words, homu, meaning same, and phrein, meaning an inner outlook that regulates outward behavior. An inner outlook that regulates outward behavior. Strong's Concordance further shucks it down to the cob, saying, this unity is a spirit-produced like-mindedness being received by God's inner workings of faith. It is to know God's thoughts as he reveals them through faith. Such like-mindedness, friends, is a gift of God that has been given to all believers. You and I have this gift. We have this inner receiving of God, of what God wants. In verse 8 here is the only place in all of the New Testament where this word is used. Such a divinely infused unity of mind is what would be required in order for these early Christians to be known for their sympathy, brotherly love, tenderheartedness, and unity. This consistent way of being is what would so markedly distinguish Christians from the culture in which they existed. It is this spiritually empowered, radical faithfulness that caused Christianity to spread as it did in those early centuries. This unity of mind is what we, the church, need in our current culture. We should always be asking ourselves the question, if Christianity was illegal, would there be enough evidence to convict me? 4 years ago, my friends, I saw such like-mindedness evidenced from many in this room. The property dispute for the buildings and grounds where you had worshiped for so long had been lost. And there was an article in the Jubilati Deo about churches that had lost their properties. And in that article, there were pictures of many of you who laid your hands on the outside walls of those buildings. And what you were doing was you were blessing that place. You were blessing those buildings for those who would come to use them. You did not return evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, you blessed. And I want you to know that many people were watching, and we were encouraged. And the impact of the spiritual power released from what you did will only be measured fully in eternity. Church history shows that early Christians were distinguished by such radical like-mindedness and by the way that they lived into such counter-cultural character. They were known to look out for one another. They were known to look out for non-Christians as well. When the early plagues ravaged Asia Minor all the way to Rome, the trained physicians would evacuate the large cities where there were so many sick and dying people. They would leave the populace to fend for themselves. It was the Christians who stayed to care for not only their own, but for those who had persecuted them as well. They saw the likelihood of their own deaths as a willing act of martyrdom for God's glory. History records that in the persecutions, when Christians were condemned, many would not recant their faith. It is noted that when they were marched into the Colosseum to be killed, they were often singing hymns of praise, and they seemed to have an unexplainable peace. Such a way of being could not be disregarded. The Roman pagan culture that was so dark could not stand silent in the face of such light. the actions and attitudes of these early believers beg the question, what is it that makes you to be as you are? Why is it that you live so differently from the ways of the world? What is the source of peace that you have, even in the midst of chaos? And then as Peter writes, what is the reason for the hope that is in you? Peter knew that those to whom he wrote would be asked that question because they had been born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And this had changed their very nature. Peter tells them to expect and to be prepared for such a question, but he does not tell them what to say. You know, what you say when you have these divine opportunities to talk about your faith and what is the reason, what happens, so it's always different, but God never fails to give you what is needed in that moment. And we do all need to be prepared to speak a reason for the hope that we have. There's a saying credited to St. Francis of Assisi that says, preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words. In truth, the fact is that we really don't know who came up with that saying, and there's no good evidence that points to St. Francis as the originator of that. The point is that very few of us live such lives as to cause an observer to come to faith simply by what they see. The seed that produces salvation in Christ is most often a spoken seed. Now, we may not be equipped to give the sermon that Peter gave on the day of Pentecost, where 3,000 people came to faith. However, we do have the same source that Peter had. The same source will give us what we need to express the reason for our faith when that question comes. Jesus is that source, and it was Peter who heard him say, I am the true vine, you are the branches. Abide in me, and I will abide in you. You know, that's an interesting word, abide. When somebody asks, you know, how you doing? Our tendency is to say, well, I'm fine. Brothers and sisters, none of us are fine. None of us are fine. The best that we can do is to abide. There was an older gentleman, over 100 years old, when he finally quit driving at Holy Comforter. Ralph Lee was his name. And after I made that same point in a sermon there. And then after that, every time Mr. Ralph would come out of church, I'd say, well, Mr. Ralph, how you doing? I'm patiently abiding. That's a good way to be. Also, Peter heard Jesus say that to abide in him is the only way to bear fruit. Also, that every branch that bears fruit is pruned, that it may bear more fruit. We all need pruning. You and I, brothers and sisters, have the same record Peter had and more. The same Holy Spirit that lit him up at Pentecost has filled you and it has filled me and will continue to do so. Just as the early Christians were called to a loving intimacy with Jesus through faith and obedience, so also are we called. Our lives are not our own. There is no limit to what Jesus wants to do in us and through us. So often we settle for less. We have been made free to risk boldly for his honor and glory. So, dear ones, have no fear of any power or darkness, nor be troubled, but in your hearts honor Christ as holy. This is an exciting, it is the most exciting way of being. It is the submitted life for which we were created. And the question is, what will such living look like for you and for me? And remember this, someone is always watching. Amen.
as simple as love. You welcome the children, you stop for the one. Want to see people the way Jesus does. Your kingdom is simple, Lord, teach it to us. Kingdom is humble as death. His King is a Savior who gave his last breath. So may we die daily, our pride laid to rest. His kingdom is humble, and the broken are blessed. Hallelujah, hallowed be your name. May we live and breathe your praise. Hallelujah, all creation sing, oh, the King. Coming, your kingdom is here, alive in our waiting, at work in our tears. So come to us quickly, forever our prayer. Your kingdom is coming, Lord Jesus, come in. Hallelujah, hallowed be your name. May we live and breathe your praise. Say, oh, the King of heaven reigns. Your kingdom is backwards, it flows in reverse. What you call a treasure, this world calls a curse. Small become great, and the last become first. Your kingdom is backwards, Lord, teach us to serve. Hallelujah, hallowed be your name. Say, oh, the King of heaven reigns.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallowed be your name. May we live and breathe your praise. Hallelujah. King.